oftentimes it's the challenges that wake us women up to starting to take a look at, what am I really doing? What am I really doing in this relationship? What am I really doing with this team member, these clients, that program, this messaging? Like, and if the past year has taught us anything, right? It's like this permission granted to make a different or better choice for yourself.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hello, my precious queen. I am really looking forward to spending this time with you today on the topic of overcoming. And I am just seeing so much pain in so many people on so many different subjects right now. And pain can be a funky thing because it's like everything can be going great in your life, but if there's one area that's out, it's like your whole body can be healthy, but you know when you have a sore throat and it's like all you can think about, all you can focus on, and you just feel like you're just like one big throat because that's the part that's in pain. And I'm looking around within me personally about all the stuff that's going great, the areas that I'm, you know, really needing to overcome the pain. And then I'll look at other friends and it's like, they have different areas that are going great in their life, but there's a different area for them to have pain overcome. And so I just wanted to dive into this topic because when we allow ourselves to be overtaken by the pain, whatever it is, the fear, the doubt, the depression, the anxiety, the feelings of worthlessness, not enoughness, like it's never going to changeness, it starts to become our new normal. We start to let this settle into our spirit and develop neurological pathways where we're kind of repeating this, the same fear-based thoughts over and over and over again. And yet we have the power to overcome, we have the power to be victorious, and we have the power to change absolutely everything in our life that doesn't feel like it's at its highest vibration, that doesn't feel like it's in complete alignment. And so this is something that I want you to know I am personally working on, and I gotta believe that there isn't a human on the planet that's not. You know, I mean, we humans are good people and we came here to live our best lives and we all desire the best for ourselves. And particularly if you're sitting here listening to this podcast episode, you are committed to growth. And even if it feels like nothing is working out or the stuff that you want to work out isn't working out as quickly as you want it to, maybe the business isn't taking off as rapidly, or the clients aren't coming as easily as you had hoped they would, or whatever the thing is that's going on in your life right now. We're going to talk today about a spirit of overcoming and getting great at overcoming so that we are in zero form of overwhelm and we are not getting stuck in anything that is untrue. Because fear is false evidence appearing real. There's nothing true about it. And I know in my own life, I have had certain experiences happen. And when I have fallen off the faith wagon, I make these experiences mean something completely different than what God has in store for me. And if you've been doing any of this, or you are just stuck in a season of certain kind of doubt or lack or misery, we're going to say a prayer and we are going to get into truth because we know it is the truth that will set you free. All right, so let's start with a prayer. Dear God, first and foremost, thank you for our lives. Thank you for today. Thank you for all that we have been given. And we thank you in advance for what we are meant for next. Because we know that with you, all healing is available. We know that with you, all things are possible. And we know that you have created us to live life abundantly, to be blessed, and to live on purpose. And so we seek you for all of this. We seek you for our purpose. We seek you for how we are meant to make a difference in the lives of others. We seek you for what our calling is. And we ask that you would grow us up in spirit, grow us up in emotions, have our bodies be thriving physically, and give us the courage to go for this up level. Let us not be distracted from doubts and insecurities and any of the thoughts that aren't of you. And we pray this believing, amen. All right, so let's get one thing clear right now, that if you are here on this planet, God is not done blessing you, using your life for good, and totally up-leveling you in every area of your life, because that is the kind of God we serve, all right? So any of the thoughts of doubt or shame or insecurities or not good enoughness, all of that are thoughts that are just you letting yourself get taken out of the game. And trust me, I know when you are in it, it feels so real. When you are in it, it's almost like we're committed with this level of devotion to everything that we don't want in life, quite frankly, in being a victim. And we are not victims. We are women. We are children of God. We are queens. We are meant to live epic lives. And in that, we get to now see things not as the world would see them, but as we take our lives and take radical responsibility for them. The one thing that will shift anything around pretty instantaneously, if you're available for it, if you're available for the shift, which also can be really frustrating because I don't know why we get into those places of misery. Like, no, I just want to hold on to the pain. No, I just want to hold on to the fear. No, I believe more in my inability to do X, Y, or Z than the possibility that something much, much greater is in you and is meant for you. So the only way for this to really work is we must have an open heart and we must believe something bigger for ourselves is meant to take place. And what I'm talking about here today is a little bit like a muscle. And it's, if at the beginning, you know, when my trainer has me do a new move, it feels really awkward and my muscles will be weak and I'll be kind of like flailing around and I got to like keep trying it and trying it and trying it again. The hard work is not in maintaining a positive attitude. It's cleaning up our messes. And that's what we get to do when we are coming from a place of getting stuck in some form of some cycle of disbelief of our power, our good, any of it. But when you get that all things work together for good for those who love God, all things, that counts when that crummy email came in from some client that you like worked so hard to please and they're still not pleased. That counts when somebody who signed a contract sends in a chargeback request saying that they're not going to pay you. That counts when you put everything into a new program or product launch and you bring it out into the world and it's like crickets or not nearly as successful as you dreamed it would be. That counts when people show up in your lives and you believed that they were really there for you and for whatever reason, they're kind of going MIA or showing you that they're not quite as in alignment with you as you thought they were. Like the point, it counts when your kids are doing whatever, when your family's doing whatever, all of it counts. And if we, as women, as queens, can start to like take our lives and the pieces of them and start to work it all for good, then we don't have to get into these slumps. Then we don't need to experience depression. Then we don't have to put on hats of rejection, because it's not what any of it is meant for. And I can look back at all of the perceived failures and all of the disappointments and all of the doubt and the insecurity. I can see now in hindsight how it was all meant to be used for my good. Right? It was all meant to strengthen me. When 2 weeks before the event that I had a 350 person ballroom set up and only 5 tickets were sold, right? Like that seemed like so excruciating, sleepless nights. I was worried about everything financially. I was worried about my ego. I was worried about like how things were going to look. I was worried about not being able to live my purpose and do my work in the world. But that's not what God had in mind for that. What God had in mind was to show me that, A, as an entrepreneur, when you course correct, a lot can happen in a short amount of time. B, I was shown the power of not giving up on yourself. C, I was shown the power of 11th hour miracles. And 2 weeks later, 354 women were in that ballroom. And I sold over, I think it was 6 figures in coaching programs that day, which was like the same amount I had made in the entire previous year. Right? Every time I launched a program and it didn't go as successfully as I had hoped, dreamed, imagined, intended, and visualized it would, showed me different things at different times. Sometimes it was programs that I wasn't even meant to launch, and I was launching it because I thought it was going to make money. Other times it was showing me how to get better and more masterful as an entrepreneur, or get deeper with my messaging. Like there were always good things when I would look for them that came from the quote unquote challenging experience. So whatever heartache you might be going through right now, whatever doubts, let's shake it all off. What if you started to see your current, like your exact circumstances, the way God does? Or what if you started to see your current exact circumstances from the perspective of your future self, your 2 years from now self, your 5 years from now self, right? Because I can now go, your 10 years from now self, I can go back and look at all those things that happened to me, or every single one of them. Stuff that went on with like family drama and hurt and betrayals and all of that. Financial stuff, business stuff, team stuff, client stuff. I can look back at all of it and be like, meh, yeah, you know what? That was challenging, but here's what came from it. Or yeah, you know, during the time that was a dark night of the soul, but look at actually what I learned and look at how much stronger I am or wiser I am, or how I wouldn't be the woman that I am today without having gone through that, or how much better I am at, let's say, team building. You know, there were so many years when I was just unconscious and naive and just couldn't get the whole team mastery thing down. And today I literally have the greatest team on earth. Right? Like something that seemed like it was always going to be this saga, that good help is hard to find, that it's like, it's never going to end. It's not, like team, like it seemed like anything, but it seemed like we were like on different teams. I like now what used to be is such a weak and broken, frustrating, embarrassing, humiliating, annoying part of my life is now one of the strongest ones. And for every single area of our life, we get to apply the scripture and the weak will become strong. That means the weak areas in our lives will become strong. And so I think that oftentimes it's the challenges that wake us women up to starting to take a look at what am I really doing? What am I really doing in this relationship? What am I really doing with this team member, these clients, that program, this messaging? Like, and if the past year has taught us anything, right, it's like this permission granted to make a different or better choice for yourself. You know, sometimes when like the faucet turns off or it seems like there's a bit of a dead end, maybe it's just because we've, you know, kind of quote unquote stayed in that relationship a bit longer than it was intended for. And other times it can be confusing because it's like, that's not actually the message. And I do believe you know the difference in your life. You know when you're not done with that particular lesson, whatever it is. You know when you're not done with, and I remember walking out of an intensive one time. So a one-day intensive was one of my most favorite ways to work. I'd be in a luxurious setting, usually with just one other client, and I would get to totally focus on that human. It was like just a full day that she would gift herself and, you know, we'd work on whatever we'd work on. And I loved these days. I lived for them. I'd be in a beautiful environment and I'd have private chefs, you know, cater the situation. And just so much transformation would come when a woman would focus on her life or her business or whatever it was over the course of that day. Well, I remember I got out of a one-day intensive that was so gnarly, so awful, so life-sucking. I remember Glenn was like there waiting for me to, we were going to go to dinner and he looked at me and he's like, what happened? And I was like, I'm never, ever going to host another one-day intensive again. That was awful. The point is you can have those temporary moments and you know that that's, I hosted one-day intensives for years and years and years after that time. I knew I wasn't really done. Those are real temporary feelings. But then there's other times when it really is end of era. And I think that too often we women don't give ourselves permission to call it. Like we have to be the ones broken up with, or like the, I don't know, business idea has to just get pummeled down into the pulp of nothingness before we let it go. And as queens, we don't need to settle in any way, shape, or form. And so if you're just kind of taking a look at maybe there's a way you've been doing business or there's been people that you've been working with and you're just like, I am done, then you get to be done. And you don't have to think that there's something wrong with you. You don't need to make excuses. You don't even need to justify it. You get to just say, I'm done. And then other times you just know, you know that as much as you want to quit, throw in the towel, give up, you know that you're not done. You know that there's another time to go around that mountain, that there's, I'm thinking of Jamie Kern Lima, that like she just didn't give up on her dream of getting IT Cosmetics into the hands of women who needed it most. And not giving up really does pay off. And I believe in our spirit, in our souls, we do know the difference. Yes, we get worn out. Yes, we get tired. But I got to tell you, I've only really gotten worn out when I've let my faith muscles wear out. Because when I'm actively reading, meditating, journaling, asking God for guidance and direction, I don't go into the depths of despair. That stuff happens when like I start to get a little bit away from truth and a little bit away from faith and a little bit away from believing. And then it starts to create this downward spiral. But even when things haven't worked out and I'm really committed to my faith and I'm really committed to God's good showing up in my life, and I'm really committed to getting the answers of like, how is this meant to be a blessing in my life? Then you dust the dust off pretty quickly and you move forward. You're like, okay, God, what's the message here? And you get the message and you move forward. And it doesn't have to be this big drama. Yes, admittedly, God's timing does not necessarily seem to be Gina DeVee's timing. It might not be your timing either, but it doesn't mean it's not divine timing. So if there's a dream within you that you know is not meant to be given up, it is not over, you haven't cracked the code on it yet, you haven't figured out all the answers yet, then it's time for you to seek a deeper level of transformation with this particular dream. It's time for you to go back to the well. It's time for you to renew your belief muscles and start to focus on what that dream was from the beginning. Start to focus on what is possible. Start to create a level of faith and certainty and power and contribution within yourself where you are, yes, I am worthy. Yes, I can do this. Yes, I don't have all the answers, but I'm available to take the next step. And then, yes, I do believe God will show me the next step and the next step. Yes, I choose to believe that whoever the right people are who are meant to come into my life to forward this dream, whatever it is, yes, they are on their way to me now. And that when we take the time, particularly in the morning, where we don't get away from our morning routines and we start our day out seeking direction, ask and it is given. We don't need to overly complicate. We don't need to know what our assignment is for tomorrow or next week or next month or how it's all going to work out. I think that when I wake up and if I am good with my direction for today, I'll take it. Because tomorrow, God willing, it will come and then I'll get direction then. And then the next day and the next day. And it's not often that when I'm asking for direction that I get a few steps ahead or be able to even look around the corner. I gotta tell you, God keeps me on a short leash. And like, Gina, this is your assignment for today. Okay. And I gotta tell you, it makes everything so much simpler when you just ask, get your answer, and say yes, and then take that action. I think sometimes I even fool myself with thinking like, can it really be this easy? Like, is it like, do I just get to focus on today? Do I just get to say yes to this divine assignment today? I mean, today is one of those examples for me. Like I woke up and like as entrepreneurs, as women, as like just society conditioning us to like always be in the swirl of all the thoughts. So I got up today and I was like, so like, how am I meant to move my life forward and the up level and the what's happening next? And I just got, do your podcast today. I'm like, that's it. Like, do I really get to just sit down in front of a microphone and record a bunch of podcasts and like, just like read beautiful books, journal, meditate, get the message that I'm meant to speak? And like, do I get to just focus on that today? And the answer was yes. And I think that too oftentimes, and I'll speak for myself, but maybe you can relate too. It's like we've let society make us believe that life is supposed to be more complicated than it is. And it's like today is just that day. And I think that as entrepreneurs also, we've got to really understand there's always going to be millions and millions and millions of more things that we could be doing or should be doing. And that is in any given day. And that is just like the number one recipe on how to wreck your life. Thinking that you need to be further than you are, thinking that you need to do more today than is meant for just today. And that's where I think so much of the depression and the worry and the stress and the strain come from. Like today is just today. And today always feels so much more manageable than I'm not overwhelmed. Then I like, there's not even really a whole lot to overcome when you're just focused on the here and now, when you're just focused on what is your beautiful, delightful, divine assignment today. Granted, I will admit that not all divine assignments are as delightful as being able to sit down and record a bunch of podcasts. You know, some of them have required me to drop my ego more. Some of them have required me to have more courage. Some of them have required me to get out of my comfort zone in terms of visibility. Like some of them have pushed me a bit more. But whatever they've been, they never took me out. They were never actually too hard for me. And when you get that everything going on in your life, like God's got your back. God is not trying to break you. God is not trying to push you over the edge. It's like, I think about my trainer that I work out within the mornings. And it's like, sometimes he'll tell me to grab a certain poundage of weight, and, or he'll have me do like a certain number of reps on something. And I'll look at him and I'll be like, wait a minute. Like, that's like, I can't do that. That's too heavy, or that's too much, or I can't do that many. And he's the expert. Like, he wants my good. He'll you see him smile and he'll be like, you can do this, Gina. And then I'll go in and I'll be like, oh wow, I really can. But when it's new, it can be frightening. Like, you can think you're going to hurt yourself. You think that it's not going to work out for your good. And I promise you that if you remember how beautiful you are, how talented you are, how extraordinary you are, how you and you alone are meant for the one and only purpose that ever has or ever will be. Like, it's yours and yours alone. No one can compete with that. No one is better than you. No one is smarter than you. No one is luckier than you. No one has more favor than you. None of it. None of it. Because God is your God. And when you get that, like, you have access to the infinite. You have access to the unlimited. You have access to every possible desire, feeling, all of it. This is truth. This is truth. And this is what I want for you. So I want you to remember your importance in this moment. If you weren't necessary, you wouldn't be here. You are, so you are. You are meant for greatness. And why do I know this? Because God doesn't create anything but, and you are a child of God. So you are meant for greatness. You have access to the infinite. And the way that you access the infinite is to overcome anything that happened in the past, overcome any of the low vibrational feelings that you might be feeling in this moment. And you get into what today is about for you. That's it. If today and forward advancement for you today is taking a shower, then great. Go take a shower or a bath. Wonderful. If advancement for you today is going and moving some part of your business forward, go and take one action to move your business forward today. If you don't know what to do, if you just feel like a boat without an udder, but I've been there too, I get it. Go be of service to one person. Go either, whether it's on social media or text one person or send someone an email, go be of service to one person, letting them know what they mean to you, asking to help, whatever it is, because anytime that you are acting from a place of service, now sometimes that service needs to be go be in service to yourself. Sometimes that means just to go take time for you. That being of service might mean you sitting and journaling and just being with your own thoughts. There are too many women that have just been overgiving and not considering themselves in the process. But here's what I know for sure, that if you quiet yourself and you ask, let's just even say the prayer together. Dear God, I'm not sure what today is about for me, but I know that you do. So I'm asking for you to guide me. I'm asking for your guidance in taking the next step. And I don't even need more than the next step, because I know that once I've taken that step, I can come back to you and ask for the next step and then do that again and again. Thank you for creating me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for giving me such a glorious purpose. I accept. I accept it fully. I embrace my purpose. I embrace my importance. I embrace my service. And it's like that. And then let it be revealed. And if you hear take a nap, then go take a nap. And if you hear go make a phone call, then go make a phone call. Just trust. And everything that you are excited about the overcoming can happen more quickly, because you already have a different feeling. You already have a different emotion. You already have a different experience just in opening yourself up to the belief that more is meant for you. More is meant from this circumstance, whatever it's been that you've needed to overcome, and more is coming your way. I promise, Queen. I promise. Thanks so much for being here today. whew, I know I feel better. I hope you feel better. I want to invite you to make sure that you are signed up for the Q Club premiere. That's right. This is 5 days where you just get to come and be given to the desire that we're talking about you manifesting. It's going to be just enhanced and supported so much more over these 5 days of goodness, of you getting so great at divine living. So I want to make sure you're there. It's totally free. Tell all your friends about it. Check out the links in the show notes and make sure you are signed up because it's only 5 days. I want to make sure that you get in on it. Lots of love, ladies. All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.